I don't know about you, but man against machine. I don't know about you, but I'm a man against machines. I think men or people have better brains. People have better cognitive rationality. They have intuition. They have an observant character, which machines do not have. Machines can do calculations. They can run programs. Then they can rate those programs. They can do ranking on those programs. For example, the web is semantic. Everything that you do on the web is based on a certain code, which is tags, keywords. Those tags and keywords basically tells a computer somewhere what you are watching, what you want to watch, because every website has tags and keywords. Those tags and keywords sooner or later can be associated to yourself. Then once it is associated to yourself and you have a lot more association to certain tags and certain keywords, from there a certain rating system could be developed, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you today in a day you have visited these 5 websites, and tomorrow in the day you have also visited the next same 5 websites, because most people actually visit no more than 10 websites in a day. Your pattern is very, very clear. You go back to the same websites all the time. You go back to the same information all the time. Machines can see that. Suddenly, you could one day change and you will then start listening to something else, some other sort of music, but seldom that happens. Now, machines, once they recognize that, they develop a rating system on your patterns. Sometimes they follow you. You search this, so they try to put these things in front of you because there's a better probability that you will be interested. And therefore, they are basically using a rating system to then give you the next recommendation in line, what would be good for you. And they tweak around here and tweak around there, and then to get out the better return. If the process in the whole process is containing some sort of a bias, for example, a company would want to just push people towards getting more products or buying more products and doing something like that. If there is some sort of bias, then the people will use historical data to curve fit that information, because they have a pattern, they have identified a pattern and all that, and they will curve fit it to say that if I did this, if this guy was watching this, and if I did that, and if this guy was watching this, then from there it will give me a better return. By curve fitting a system, you can curve fit a system very nicely on the past, but you can't curve, and it may work in the future, but sooner or later, because of that pattern being very recognizable by all machines who are almost similar. Some with higher computing power, some with less computing power, some with different set of codes, some with other type of set of codes or rules. But they will, because everybody watches the historical data, they will curve fit it. And sooner or later, after it starts working for a while, one fine day it will stop working. The arbitrage edge goes away. Because if everybody does the same thing, the arbitrage edge goes away. And today, what you have in the financial markets is just an example of what really happened last whole year. You had over 400 days, the market just went up and up and up, and it did not have a 1% move. We've never seen that happen. Markets are supposed to be very, very perfect in pricing. They are supposed to be price determining. And they can get out of whack, but not for 400 days or 500 days. Not in that manner. Because end of the day, what has happened is, why did that happen? It happened is because you have so many bots, algo bots, who have actually destroyed the market today. The market today is just, Nasdaq just is the historical high last week. And if you look at it, and if you look at the situations out there, it doesn't make sense. Market is underpricing risk at the moment. So complacency is there, and that's what you get. You get the market destroyed. Your price, you cannot identify price because bots do not understand what's going out there. They don't read news. They have no cognitive understanding of any of that. And they will probably never be able to, because intuition is basically experience and observation. Your experience and your observation is deeply hidden in the subconscious. And from there, you keep on watching it, and then human beings develop patterns. And then from those patterns, they identify some things, and once in a while, it clicks to them and says, maybe that could work. And that's how you get innovation. Machines cannot innovate. Neural networks is a subject that many people have studied over the last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. There's not a single guy out there who's got it to work yet. So, and that's why. And so machines, man versus machines, man wins. But that doesn't stop everybody to go and try. So we've been in a situation of experimentation for a long period of time. The central bank's whole bailouts is a very large experiment, very large. In 1997, when the Asian financial crisis happened, and IMF told everybody, you got to have a bailout. In 1998, when LTCM goes down, that was the first bailout we saw. $3 billion, pathetic, small amount. Look at the numbers today. So from the $3 million, $1 billion, first bailout, then from there we did this, we did that, we did this. We had a massive bailout, $700 billion, 2007. This time when we go down, does the world have that amount to pay? You're talking in trillions now. And nobody has that. Nobody has that. So you get either a situation of massive problems, and or you have hyperinflation, loss of credibility in money, which is already evident in Bitcoin. What are people who do Bitcoin think about? So very interesting times.